Good evening. You're listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, alternative, and all that kind of stuff brought to you by myself, Nigel. And tonight we have guest DJ, DJ Primerancer, in the studio with me. Good evening.
Oh, hi. Good evening.
It's great to have you in here. Do you want to explain to the listeners what you're involved with, your regular nights and things like that?
Well, I've been very privileged the last couple of years to be the other resident DJ at Black Sheep in Leeds, originally in the Phono, and after that closed, we've moved to the Subculture. I'm on once a month, basically, and along with the Phono Paul, who runs the night, and it's been quite a privilege to do that.
That's a pretty strong staple in the Leeds scene, isn't it?
It's been around for a very long time. There's been a Sunday night goth club in Leeds pretty much forever. It's been that regular.
Yeah, and it's kind of embarrassing for me that I've not actually got particularly many of the local DJs in as guests, so I thought I'd try and rectify this. So we've got you here. We're going to be playing a bunch of tunes you brought in tonight just to give your twist on the selection rather than my taste taking over the playlist.
Well, I liked quite a varied range of stuff. I mean, I've got a bit of a reputation for liking goth metal, but I also like, you know, a full range from, you know, real trad stuff right through to EBM and electronica.
Excellent. Well, we'll cover that a bit more later. We've got loads to get through tonight. We've got a fairly big list of things coming up, events-wise and things like that. We opened the show there with, that was a selection of mine, actually. That was me getting a bit kind of more traddy with The Last Dance with Distantly from the album Once Beautiful. And we're going to kick off now with a goth metal track of your choosing.
This is Within Temptation. It's off the latest album, The Heart of Everything, and it's called Our Solemn Hour.
Oh,
So you are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. We heard that, well, there were a couple of choices by guest DJ Pyromancer in tonight. So do you want to run through what we've just been listening to?
Well, what we just heard was Sacrifice by Agonoise, a power noise band from Europe. I first encountered them, I drove Incubus Occubus to a gig in Belgium last year, Gothic Festival, and Agonoise played after them on the same stage. And I was just totally impressed with the power and energy they put into their performance, because electronic bands sometimes have a reputation for being, you know, two men and a laptop, but this was a really intense performance. The singer was completely done up. He had makeup of like blood everywhere, and really threw himself into the performance. I got some very energetic photographs, and the keyboards they had on elaborate stands with fancy logos that sort of glowed red and looked really menacing, and the whole performance just I was impressed by. So I bought the album.
That's yeah. Now you can kind of tell from the sound that they're pretty intense, and it's good to know they're putting on a really good stage show, because as you say, some bands can miss that. They put all the effort into the music and.
You have to come over well live, I think, if you're going to play.
But yeah, they seem to have sold you from by the sound of it, not having heard them before. Wow, buy that CD.
Yeah.
Who did we have before that then?
Before that was Within Temptation, track off the latest album. Another band that put on incredible live shows. I had the privilege of seeing them at Eindhoven last year, which was like the high point of the tour, and they just put on a very, very impressive performance. They played for over 2 hours. They had a massive array of pyrotechnics, and partway through the gig, they swapped to playing acoustic, were playing double basses and cellos and such like. And just the whole performance was, again, totally intense. They've been one of my favourite bands for a long time. And it was just, a stunning live performance.
That's something I completely kind of not clicked, that we don't hardly get any of in the UK, is the whole pyrotechnics and massive amounts of performance. It's not something I can imagine at something like, say, Whitby or anything like that.
Yeah, the venue in Eindhoven was effectively a hangar that held 8,000 people, so there's obviously a bit more scope for things than there is in the Spa Pavilion. But yeah, there's sort of... You do tend to have to go to Europe to see, you know, really spectacular shows.
Yeah, I've not really travelled myself to Europe to check out the festivals. There's actually an impressive amount going on in the UK, to be honest. And I've just never really stretched my wings that far. But it seems we do get a lot of influences. I play a lot of European tracks on the show because, well, that's where a lot of the music's being made.
There's a lot of influence coming from Europe, again, especially at the heavier end of things, and also at the electronic side of things. Mm. Sorry.
Right. Have you got your voice back yet? Shall we go into the next track, actually?
Good idea.
I think I'm going to go a bit more electronic with a favourite of mine. Here's some Rotosant.
Thank you. Liberty's flight. Like a punch out of nowhere, your passion bites, and I'm willing to get there. I heed your eyes. Your words leave me silent. I'm paralyzed. Your looks almost violent. Take your place behind the wheel. You're in command. Take me where you want to. I'm a passenger waiting for departure. Breathe behind a face of steel. Don't get deceived. I'm human and I want you. I'm a passenger waiting for departure. Take your place behind the wheel. You're in command. Take me where you want to. I'm a passenger waiting for departure.
Fly again.
fantastic couple of bouncy electronic tracks chosen by me that time. First, we just had There We Stand Alone from Covenant from Northern Light, in my mind an absolutely stunning album. It just doesn't seem to age when I just dig it out of my CD pile from not having listened to it for a few months. It's pretty damn good. And before that we had Rotterdam with Almost Violent from Truth Is Fanatic. As I said earlier, we've got DJ Prime Rancer in here, chatting away and choosing tunes and generally keeping it interesting. But for the moment, we've got to the point where I think it's a good idea to run down the events and things in the localish area for the next few weeks or so. Keeping it very local to start with, we have the weekly Bradford night, Bad Moon Rising, which I think is only into its second or third week now. At the Manville Arms here in Bradford. That's free entry, 7 p.m. till late. More information at that can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. Request friendly, good old Bradford DJs. I think it's powered by at least half of the old Carpe Noctem team, so it should be a good show. Also, we have no longer Yorkshire's only weekly goth night. Black Sheep is every Sunday at the Subculture in Leeds. That's 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Free entry. More information at sheepish.net. Obviously with once a month outing from our guest here tonight.
Indeed.
What else have I got on my list of things happening? We have Ladytron doing a gig. They seem to have a tour set up, but they're basically doing a couple of shows in the UK first before then going off around Europe and including the UK later in their tour. So I believe they're doing somewhere like Preston or Blackpool, but I don't have the details for that. But they're also doing Wednesday the 30th of April, so that's in a week or so's time. They're playing Manchester Academy 3. £12.50 in advance for tickets. More information at www.ladytron.com. Following that, start of May, we've got to Friday the 2nd of May, Darkside at Rio's in Leeds. Had dance, trance, industrial, EBM, electro. It's kind of more that dancey electronic side of industrial, if anything. 9 p.m. till late, £5 on the door. More information at www.darkside.org.uk. Also on that Friday is Soman and Modulate. Soman, who played Infest last year and wowed a lot of people with his just powerful tunes. Pyromancer was saying earlier, sometimes you get a guy on stage who's a bloke with a laptop playing some powerful tunes, but Soman, even though he was a bloke with a laptop on stage, he still put on a really good show and people were into his music, really enjoyed that. And he's supported by Manchester's very own Modulate, playing at the Corporation in Sheffield, and that's £10 in advance at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's Friday the 2nd of May. I think we'll wait to the end of this bit, but I think Jack's got some more information about where else Modulate is playing coming up soon.
Yep.
Saturday the 10th of May we have Transmission, Leeds' monthly alternative night, I think it says on the flyers, which is kind of a bit of goth, bit of indie, bit of rock, punk, bit of everything in the kind of alternative genres. So if you like your kind of your indie and just a bit scared of the whole goth side of things, don't worry about it, that's only part of the night. But it's a good mixture of stuff, and that's at the Subculture in Leeds, 10 p.m. till 2:30 a.m, £3 on the door before 11. I think it's sliding scale of price after that.
I believe it's actually open until 3 these days.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ah, well, and, that's
the last few have been very successful. It's picking up quite nicely.
Yeah, I've got to the last couple, I think. No,
that's what I was speaking to you.
Yes, indeed. At least. So more information about that at www.transmission-leeds.com. And I think the only other thing I've got on my list, I know DJ Pyromancer has got far more to mention, but we've got Darklands happening in the Junction in York, also on Saturday the 10th of May. That's 8 p.m. till 1 a.m, £3 on the door. More information at www.darklands.org.uk. So that's a fair list of things, but I know there's a couple of I've missed off, so what do you want to mention, Jack?
Well, first I suppose I better start with the big one. End of May, in fact 30th of May until the 1st of June, is the third Woolstock Festival, all in the subculture this time. The Friday is an all-electronic night, so it's headlined by XP8. They'll be preceded by Modulate, so that's the other place they're playing, preceded by Uberbyte, Action Direct and Novus UK. Sarah Jane from Carlisle. On the Saturday, it's more of a trad night. It's headlined by Incubus Succubus, supported by Uninvited Guest, Corrosion, and Razorblade Kisses. And then on the Sunday, there is Manuscript headlining. They're actually appearing in support of the Lucy Fur Appeal. And they're supported by Lead Zetgeist Zero, Spares, and Dionysus from Sheffield.
That's a pretty good mixture. I think on the last show, I tried to do a rundown of what the tickets had cost, but I think it's £20 for the whole weekend.
It is indeed.
But you can buy pretty much any combination of any of the two or three days, can't you?
Yes, as you said, £20 for the whole weekend. You can get a day ticket for the Friday for £8.30, a day ticket for the Saturday for £7, and a day ticket for the Sunday for £7. You can also get a Saturday and Sunday ticket for £13, so you save £1 if you buy Saturday and Sunday.
I just think that's a great combination, because far too many gigs you might not be interested in all 3 days, but you can't get a decent combination of prices on tickets.
And Paul is very, very specifically pitching Woolstock, as he wants to try and help people to see the bands they want to see rather than trying to make as much money as possible.
You know? And yeah, I guess if you've got work on the Monday morning and can't stay for all the Sunday, you might not want to fork out the extra for that. But yeah, it's very flexible. I reckon it's a brilliant way to do it. You've got something else, at least one more thing, I'm sure.
Indeed, yes. On the 5th of July, Saturday, up here in Bradford, was the Carpe Noctem Wake. This is to say farewell to the long-running Carpe Noctem Goth Night. And there are three bands playing. Corda Pavonis are headlining, supported by Rhombus, and the debut gig of Mourning for Autumn, which, for my sins, I am the drummer of.
Excellent. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'm not really sure what the sound's going to be like. Would you like to try and describe your sound at the moment, or would you pass on that?
No, I can leave it as a surprise. We are sort of, we are basically a trad goth band. We're probably a bit heavier than some, just because of the way the music's come together. That's not entirely my influence. That's coming from everybody else. We're happy with the way we sound, and we're practicing like mad at the moment, getting stuff written. We are preparing tracks for an album which will be released hopefully not too long after the gig. It's a bit scary because, you know, being on stage in front of people. I've spent a lot of time going to gigs photographing bands. I've photographed Incubus Succubus all over Europe, but to actually be on stage and, you know, other people are going to be looking at us and listening to us and noticing every mistake we make.
If it's your debut gig, people won't know if it's a specific mistake or whether that's just
true,
how
yes.
you sound.
Good plan,
You probably ought to be more scared for your second gig. But yeah, no, I look forward to that. It's I think it's good to get the whole Yorkshire scene fleshed out with more and more bands of diverse sounds.
Well, there's a long history of music, particularly in Yorkshire. In fact, one of the tracks will be coming up shortly is from a very well known Yorkshire band.
That's almost a link, isn't it? Shall we dive into that track?
Go ahead.
Drift away is on the bus ride that meanders up these valleys of green and grey. I get to think about what might have been and what may yet come true, and I get to pass the rainy mile thinking of you. I still hear that call to the land of gold and poison that beckons to our soul. Nothing changes here very much. You used to say it never will. The pubs are all full on Friday nights. Things get started still. Spent hours last week with Billy Boy, bleeding, yeah, queuing in casualty. Stared those posters we used to laugh at in Heaven Neverland, palm trees by the sea. Well, there was no need.
about winners and losers all the time. That was all there was. As if we were not the same blood family. As if we lived by different laws. You owe so much less to these rain-swept hills than you owe to your good self. Is it true that the world has always got to be something that seems to happen somewhere else? For God's sake, don't you realize that I still hear that call? You think you're so brave just to go running to that which beckons to us all?
Okay, I'm not really quite sure what occurred there. I think we've had a CD failure. So we will basically just carry on and do the chatting bit we were pretty much planning on doing in a few seconds' time. So, DJ Pyromancer, what couple of tracks did we play, certainly most of this last one?
Well, what that was Incubus Succubus' Fool. It's off the most recent album, Science and Nature. They're a band, I suppose, an awful lot's already been said about. 19 years on the road, 11 studio albums. They still put on very impressive live performances. I've been to most of the gigs recently. I have the privilege of doing some of the driving for them. I took them to Europe several times last year. And just, you know, wherever they go, they still, you know, they get huge reaction from audiences. They're headlining Saturday night at Woolstock. Fairly recently, they played in Slimelight in London, and that was quite an impressive gig. It was organised by the people who run the Antichrist fetish events down there, that was quite a gig.
It's quite impressive when a band's been going this long and still gets a good following and puts on a decent stage show and just still kicks it good live, really.
Indeed, yes. Actually, if you want to see some of the antics that go on backstage, I run an unofficial Incubus Succubus website at www.incubus-succubus.co.uk. And if you go to the live gigs link on there, there's quite a lot of photo reviews of various events, including lots of sort of backstage antics and your other bands and various things that have gone on.
Cool. Always good to plug your own stuff. And before that, we had a local band, didn't we?
Indeed, yes. A few of you may have heard of them. They're called the New Model Army. That particular track is actually probably one of their best known, Green and Grey. I've been informed by diehard New Model Army fans that's the definitive New Model Army track. Unfortunately, you don't hear it played in clubs quite as often as you could do. It's all about the effects of, you know, the way this country is, where everything gravitates towards London. And, I mean, as a Scot, I grew up with the idea that moving away to find work and fortune was very much what you did. And I gather it's pretty much the same hereabouts. But at the same time, it's important, and that's what the song's about, you should always remember your roots, where you come from, both geographically and socially. You know, don't forget the people that you grew up with. I think that's quite an important message.
I think so. I think I've possibly inaccurately not represented the band as much as I should have, being such an influence to a lot of the goth and alternative promoters and DJs and people in bands that I know in the Yorkshire region, mainly because I don't know why, but I've still got it in my head that they're a really small local band, because I remember seeing them years back when I was a student, just seeing them, you know, you paid £3 or £4 and they played the local student union, and for years I had them filed away in my head as a small local band that, you know, they filled dance floors, they were good. But, I went back to see them a couple of years ago when they were doing a tour, and they were filling out Leeds Metropolitan University, and thousands of people were there, and it was just packed, and the tickets were like 17 to 20 quid or something, and it was just a shock to my system, because I'd just not kind of moved along with the times and thought, you know, they are a bigger band, they have grown, and I just had them filed away in my head. So they've fallen off my playlist quite often, which is a shame. They were very good, and it's things like getting you on the show to remind me of these kind of things that far too easily overlooked.
Glad to be of service.
What else were we going to do? Well, we realised we missed a couple of details off the events section in the last link. So there was the Carpe Wake. I don't think we mentioned the location, did we?
No, it's being held, as Carpe Noctum used to be, at the legendary 1 in 12 Club in Bradford, which is an absolute timeless venue. It has the feel sometimes of the right music's on. You walk in, you could swear you've gone through a time warp into 1982.
It is a great venue, and the people who run it have just got this. They don't seem to want anything other than to put on a great night when you're there for the night. It's just,
indeed, yeah. It started as an unemployed cooperative back in the dark days of the Thatcher years, and when we had mass unemployment. The 1 in 12 relates to the number of, you know, the 1 in 12 people unemployed in the area as all the mills closed down. And it's impressive that it's kept going this long, because an awful lot from that era has disappeared. So it's a piece of history, but it's also a wonderful venue for gigs. It's incredibly atmospheric, and I'm really looking forward to playing there.
Well, yeah, it's nights like Carpe Noctum that have kept these venues going. These venues have kept Carpe Noctum going and things like that. It's quite impressive the way that the two feed each other, and we've had these nights and venues putting on bands and the club nights that wouldn't fit in a much larger venue that maybe would aim for the more profitable nights. It's these little places that have got oodles of character that keep these kind of subculture-y type venues going. Talking about big nights, though, and big venues.
Indeed. Doesn't get much bigger than the Wendy House.
Indeed. This kind of fell off my radar because it's more than a couple of weeks away, and I generally just run down the next couple of weeks of events and things. But it's well worth mentioning the 10th anniversary. This venue, this night's been going for 10 years. That's mind-blowing, and it's just been growing all the time.
Interesting. It's 10 years since I moved to Yorkshire because I moved to Sheffield from Glasgow in 1998. So I've been here as long as the Wendy House has been running.
That's I find it just shocking that I can still go there and it just seems like familiar but new.
Yes.
And they're going to mix it up again for a one-off. They're going to put on a metal room because it's usually two rooms. It's got the big main room of kind of goth, cheese, alternative, a bit of everything goes on in there. And then you've got the mutate room to cater for people who like their music much more industrial and much more bleepy.
Yes, I tend to wander between the two rooms when I go.
It's quite surprising.
I enjoy the mixture. It's nice and varied. It's, you know, it's unlike anywhere else.
But yes, apparently the main room was getting far more requests for metal, and they didn't want to kind of take over the main room with metal. So they're actually opening three rooms at the university in May's Wendy House. So we're going to have a metal room as well, which will be fantastic.
One of the DJs, I believe, is Adam from Sheffield, who
yes.
I would actually say his live journal is well worth reading, ASW909, because he makes a lot of very insightful political comments, and he picks up a lot of very interesting news articles. So I'd recommend that as well.
Okay. Shall we continue with the tunes? We've got plenty to go on. What have we got lined up next? I'm actually trying to remember which CD player I put it in. It's not in that one. Okay, so do you want to mention it?
The next track is it's by a band called Xandria, who I had the pleasure of seeing at the Camden Underworld late last year. And this is Ravenheart.
Thank you.
quite annoyingly, as usual, we've tried to cram in too much into one short one-hour show, so we're running out of time. We've had to cut Xandria a bit short, unfortunately, but I'll try and plug more of their stuff in future shows. You have been listening to DAC Simulation, brought to you by myself, Nigel, and DJ Primerancer, choosing, I think, what's been the vast majority of the tunes. We had Xandria there with Ravenheart, or most of Xandria with Ravenheart, and we're going to finish with one of the Woolstock. Is it one of the Woolstock bands?
No, no, this is the band who are headlining the Carpe Noctem Wake. This is Cora Pavonis, and the track is Carnival Noir.
So, yes, thanks for listening. We'll be back in a fortnight's time with, I'm not sure who yet, but it'll be fun anyway. More of the same, hopefully, in a fortnight's time. So, bye and see you later.